Good evening, Family Worship Center. How are you folks tonight? Amen. What an amazing evening. Welcome each and every one of you to the Family Worship Center. It's a wonderful Saturday evening here in lovely downtown Newcastle, Pennsylvania. So guys, this is an amazing night. First of all, happy Mother's Day to all of our, mothers and grandmothers in the congregation. Enjoy tomorrow with your, moms, your grandmas, your daughters. Such an amazing time. After the service, hang around. First of all, before we all run out of here, Pastor Kelly has a quick word she wants to give. Next Sunday, May 15th, from 10 to 1, we're going to have a work day here at the church. We have a lot of things we want to get done. Some painting, it's time for our annual spring cleanup. Also, for those of you that are giving, thank you so much for all that you've given. God is supplying more than enough for this ministry. More than enough. I say that by saying that if the Lord leads you to give more, we do have some needs right now around the building fund. There's some things Pastor Chris wants to do downstairs, some paint, some different things. It'd be awesome. If the Lord leads you, we certainly would appreciate it. Just put it on your envelope for that, or if you want to just drop some extra money in, we'd appreciate that too. So we do want to thank you so much for giving, because that is so huge. This church actually did phenomenal through COVID. Where other churches were failing, our church increased. And that's because of the faithfulness of our God. For our God will not give us any mission that he will not fund. If you remember, Jesus sent 70, right? Told him take nothing, but the Father provided for everything. So he will provide everything we need. But thank you so much for all of that. A couple awesome things too. A couple weeks in the future here, we have Bishop Clowers coming Saturday, June 4th. That's going to be an exceptional time as our spiritual father comes to the house. Guys, Wednesday night, y'all got to come. Pastor Chris is lighting it up like I've never seen. Plus the prayers are just amazing. So people are changing. I'll just give you a quick testimony. I came here wrecked on Wednesday. The word I got, the prayers of the faithful, not just carried me through the week, but it carried me through to a victory. Because number one, my God supplies all my needs. All our needs. Every single need we have, our God will supply. It's scripture, Philippians 4, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Because our God will always supply. So amazing, amazing stuff there. Come expecting. It's a phenomenal time. It's a phenomenal time of worship and praise. We're just so thankful. For those of you that are a little more traditional, like to have more of a Bible study, Pastor Kelly puts on Bible Fit every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Power Fit. Did I say Bible Fit? But maybe we should call it Bible Fit. I like that name. Maybe I'm being prophetic here, eh? No, but it's an amazing word because we're digging into the Word of God. And as we dig deeper, that's great food in our bodies. But the scripture this week that really, really, really touched me, and I just want to share this with you. Paul says for us to be content no matter our circumstances. So we're to be content no matter if we are in plenty or in lack. We're to be content if we're having the greatest day ever or the worst day ever. Because one thing I will tell you through our testimony, our God supplies all of our needs. And as one of my friends back at Living Word used to tell us, God doesn't always pay on Friday, but he doesn't pay late. So tonight, folks, let's really dig in and praise God tonight. Let's really dig in and praise God. Let's really dig in and really light up. Light up Judah, for Judah shall lead to praise, right? So Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, for you are worthy. Lord, there is nothing, nothing, nothing that is above your name. So Father, we turn this night to you, Father. We declare healing in this house. We declare healing in this city. We declare your word over everything. We declare prosperity over lack. We declare health over sickness. We declare longevity. We declare, Father, that your church, your people shall be a holy people, digging deeper and deeper and deeper. And Lord, we turn it all to you, for you are worthy. And Jesus, we pray right now that your word and that the praises may lift out of this house, Father, and may make a difference in this atmosphere. We say this in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. Let all God's people praise.
Just want to welcome everyone. Just keep on worshiping God. I want to welcome everybody on Facebook. Worship wherever you are. In the car, just don't lift up your hands if you're driving. And just sing along. and just go after God.
And I sing your praise will ever be. ever be on my lips. You will be praised. You will be praised. With angels and saints, we sing, worthy are you, Lord. You will be praised. You will be praised. With angels and saints, we sing, worthy are you, Lord. You will be praised. You will be praised. With angels and saints, we sing, worthy are you, Lord. You will be praised. You will be praised. With angels and saints, we sing, worthy are you, Lord. That's why I sing your praise. Will ever be on my lips, your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips, your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips, your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips, your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips, your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips.
Why would I worry when giants come calling my name? My God is so much bigger than the troubles I've faced. Why would I hunger for power or riches or fame? My God is so much better than all of these things. And I won't be shaken. And I won't be moved. My God is faithful. His promises is true. So I'll speak to the and rose up on the third day. My God is greater than death, hell and the grave.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
But I won't be shaken. I won't be moved. There's no mountain too high, no valley too low. There's no fear that I have He doesn't already know. There's no problem too big, there's no weapon too strong. There's nothing for God that's impossible. There's no mountain too high, no valley too low. There's no fear that I have He doesn't already know. There's no problem too big, there's no weapon too strong. There is nothing for God that's impossible. I won't be shaken, I won't be bruised. My God is faithful, His promise is true. So I speak to the mountains, oh, it's time to move. My God is bigger, better, stronger, greater, bigger, better, stronger, greater, bigger, better, stronger, greater, bigger, better, stronger, greater, bigger, better, stronger, greater than you. 'Cause I won't be shaken, I won't be moved. My God is faithful, His promise is true. So I'll speak to the mountains, oh, it's time to move. Well, my God is bigger, better, stronger, greater, bigger, better, stronger, greater.
Come on, sing.
I'll speak to the mountains, oh, it's time to move.
Yeah.
My God is bigger, better, stronger, greater than
bigger,
better, stronger, greater.
Come on.
Bigger,
come on, let that
better,
be like a river that flows out of you tonight.
Greater, bigger, better, stronger, greater. Bigger, better, stronger, greater. Bigger, better, stronger, greater. Bigger, better, stronger, greater.
Yes, he's bigger.
Bigger, better, stronger, greater.
Come on, somebody needs to shout
bigger,
that tonight. Listen, hallelujah. Come on. Come on, give him praise. Say, Pastor Chris, why do you repeat that? I want you to know. Because maybe, just maybe you need to hear that tonight. Come on, because maybe your situation seems bigger. Maybe whatever you're going through, that thing seems stronger, but he's better than that. Some things seem big around you, whatever it is, but he's bigger. Say he's bigger. Come on. He's bigger than that. He's stronger than your weakness. Come on, right here tonight. Lift up your hands. He's stronger than my weakness. He's stronger than my weakness. He's stronger than my weakness. Hallelujah. He's greater than. Say he's greater than. Whatever it might be. Come on, he's greater than. Come on, say it again. He's greater than. He's greater than that mountain that's before you. Come on. That difficulty that you might face. He's bigger, better, stronger, and greater. He's bigger, better, stronger, and greater. I said he's bigger, better, stronger, and greater. He's bigger, better, and stronger than greater than that. Come on, give God praise. Come on, hallelujah. Come on. God, I want you to lay hands on that young man right there in the red. Go back there and lay hands. Come on, stay with me tonight. I want you to, come on, I want you to reach out right now tonight. I want you to know that you're not alone. Because God's for you. Might feel like this might be the most difficult time that you're facing right now. But I hear the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to know that sometimes you got to turn your ear from other things that you can hear. But I'm here to tell you, I hear the voice of the Lord saying that I'm bigger, I'm better, I'm stronger than whatever that might be. That my love for you is more intense than the pain that you experience right now. That love that I have for you, my love, my peace, my joy is greater than the hurt and the struggle and the desperation that you might feel right now. So I just want you to lift up your hands. Come on. And I just want to pray. Come on, lift up your hands, brother. Lift up your hands. Come on. I want you to receive this in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray to God, Lord, that you pour out, God, your word into his heart right now. I pray to God, Lord, that you open his ears, that he hears the power of your name. Hallelujah. That mountain got to move. It cannot stay. And by his voice declaring, hallelujah, it's got to move. It's got to move. Come on, say it. It's got to move. Say it. It's got to move. It's got to move. It's got to move. That difficulty, that hurt, that pain, that emptiness, it's got to leave right now in Jesus' name. Come on, give God praise. Woo. Come on, give God praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, Chris. Give me a little bit. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You love Jesus? I said you love Jesus? You love him more? You love him more than pain? You love him more than your difficulty? Come on. My goodness. I won't give up my praise. Your praise will ever be on my lips. I want you to hear this tonight. That's a challenge. Come on, because sometimes we declare things. We say, God, Lord, your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be. And you know that that praise will be challenged. Say it'll be challenged. That praise will be challenged. Come on, amen. The value of your words will be challenged. It will be challenged. So we got to declare it. Come on, amen. We got to declare it and speak it. Say, God, Lord, I need your strength to let your praise ever be on my lips, God. I need you because, the Lord, I face difficulties. I might be the only one facing some difficulties. Am I the only one here tonight? Come on, am I the only one here? Come on, come on. Do you feel sometimes some pressure? Hallelujah. Come on, some pressure. You feel like, come on, mountains are those things that you personally, by yourself, in your own strength, can't move it. Come on, how many got a mountain? Come on, how many got some things that they're impossibilities, they're impossibilities, they're things that cannot move in your own strength, in your own might. There's been some things. I had an addiction of drug addiction, hallelujah, in my life. That was a mountain I wanted it to remove. I did not want to stay in that place. I didn't want to stay there. And I couldn't move it in my own strength. But I met somebody who could. And his name is Jesus. Come on. I met somebody who's bigger, better, stronger, and greater. Come on. He's bigger, better, stronger, and greater. I said he's bigger, better, stronger. met him tonight, but I met him. And I'm in love with him. I'm in love with him. And my words that I say are challenged. I want you to know the place that I stand here tonight. The word that I preach is challenged in my life. Challenged. Say it's challenged. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a fire. But I'm here to tell you, he's with me. He's the fourth man in the fire. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He's in my fire. God says this. It's not like we'd never go through things in life. But he says, I promise you this. I will be with you. I will walk with you. I want to talk to you. Tell somebody he wants to talk to you. I said he wants to talk to you. He wants to talk to you. I love it when people come to a place, they begin to listen to God, and they begin to hear God talk. And I see them say, "Woo! It's so awesome." Don't let it stop. Because that will be challenged in your life. But I'm here to tell you, I promise you this with all my heart. It gets louder. And it gets louder. It gets louder and it gets louder. So no matter what difficult you're in, his voice will become louder than your difficulty. Come on. Thank you. Praise team. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. All right. You love Jesus? Say praise the Lord. Say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to share some things with you tonight. Hallelujah. Are you okay? I said, you okay? Give me something for a second, Randy. Give me something. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. I pray that this word touches you. I pray that this will challenge you. Listen, how many guys know that? I just pray, I feel this because I just really feel this right now. There's some things that happened yesterday in your life. Whatever they might be, whatever they might be. Come on, I mean, it's your story. There's some things that might have happened to you yesterday, whenever it was. Maybe it was 25 years ago. Am I all right? And those things are real. But I really felt that God was declaring something. He says, listen, those things are real, and we can look through our past and see things in our past, and they'll stop you. Say they'll stop you. Hear me tonight. I feel this. I believe that God is really putting an acceleration upon us to move forward. How many of you want to move forward? I want to move forward with God. I want to excel. I want to go farther. But this is the way that I heal. This is the way that I recover. This is the way that I walk things out. This is what I begin to speak to my mountains. Is this right here? Is this right here? You ready for it? It is a now word. Say now word. Those things that are my past are in my past. But I'm here to tell you, I need a now word. The Bible says, now faith. Now faith. I need to be in the now. Say the now. When is the now? Now. So tomorrow about this time, when is it? It's now. Next year, at this time, on this day, when will it be? Now. See, I want you to know that God does not, he's not fit into a box. He's not put into a time capsule. God is outside of time and he's in the now. Said he's in the now. So whatever happened in the past, hallelujah, it doesn't matter because God's in the now. And whatever I need from God, now I can have it. Now I can have it. Now I can walk in it. I can walk in what God did for me. 2,000 years ago, what he did for me on the cross, that brings me a place of victory, that called my name out of the grave. Now I can walk in that power. Now. Say now. Come on, you got to get that tonight. Come on, I got to move on. Now.
I got to get it now. I got to take God's, because God wants to talk to you now. Sometimes some people's eternity is based upon now. Now. There might not be a tomorrow that you can have a now in. So I got to worry about now. If God's speaking to your heart about moving or do whatever God's speaking to your heart, do it now. Don't delay. Don't stop. Don't hold back. But walk in the now. Be in the now. When God's speaking to your heart, move now. Say move now. Don't delay. Because I'm telling you this. If God's telling you it now to grow up, to come to the place, He's calling you to pray, if He's calling you to do this, if He's calling you to prophesy, whatever God's telling you to do now, then you need to do it now. Because I promise you this, what happens is that push that God has for you, that God pushes you in now, might slip away. And you might not have that confidence later. So if God's calling you to come up higher, which He's calling us all to, whatever God speaks to your heart, do it now. Say now. All right. Listen, how many of you guys know what the red letters are? Red letters? In the Bible, you know? If you don't have a red letter Bible, get one. Because the red letters are what Jesus... Listen, the whole thing's inspired by the Holy Spirit. Say the whole thing. But the red letters were specifically what Jesus said. Now, I need to take hold of the whole thing, Dale. The whole thing. Not part of everything that God says. Everything. But when I see the red letters, something speaks to my heart. Say it's Jesus. How many of you guys know the first red letters? And listen, can I tell you something? I learned something. Because the name of my sermon, ready for this? It's called The Father's Business. Say The Father's Business. And the first red letters that Jesus speaks in Luke, he was like 13 years old. And his mother, who unfortunately sometimes, oh, happy Mother's Day. We're going to celebrate Mother's at the end, but this is called the Father's Business on Mother's Day. I know. But listen, the way the Spirit of God works, it just doesn't. So if you want a Mother's Day sermon, last year's was really good. So just go back and listen to it. If you need that, hallelujah. But I'm just going to give you what I think God wants to give you now. Say now. So it's now that God wants to give us something now. So the first red letters that were spoken, it says that is when I know that this really speaks to my heart, and it's really one of those places in the Bible where it really speaks to me, is that when Mary and Joseph, they were on their way back. They just left Jerusalem and they're on their way, say on their way back. And they get about halfway home. And I don't know about you, but if you ever done this, that you forgot your child. Okay, I never did either. That's why we have a good mother, because definitely I would have forgot my daughter many times. But I'm still a good father. But so on their way back, they get halfway back, and Mary says, "Where's Jesus? I thought you were watching him. I thought you were watching." But they supposed, say supposed, that he was with them. Say supposed. I need to know now he's with me. Come on. I need to know now he's with me. I need to be in a place, I need to be in a conscious awareness place that I know God's with me in this moment. Come on. Because the enemy wants you to be, he wants you to be defenseless. He wants you to, in a weak place where that you feel when things come against you. Come on, amen. When he tries to take your praise, when he tries to disrupt your praise, he wants you to be in a weak place that you feel, say feel, that God is not with you. But I don't go by feelings. Can you tell him to kill that? Did they turn it off? All right, thank you, Jesus. So he says, so they get back there, and he says, they get back there, and this is what they asked Jesus. And they said, and he said unto them, he says, I saw that they were amazed, And it says, and his mother said to him, son, why hast thou dealt with us this way? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee and are in sorrow. And Jesus said this. What did he say? He says that you sought me. He says, how is it that you sought me? He says, did you not know that I must be about my father's business? Say the father's business. That I must be about the father's business. This was the thing that Jesus declared. He says that I must be, say must be, about my father's business. I want you to know that so many times in life, I'm so busy and so concerned about so many things that I'm not about my father's business. There's so many things that I could be distracted by. But I need to be about my father's business. I need to be concerned about what my father's concerned about. Amen? So listen. So he says, this look, it's a business. Look, I'm going to read what the word business means. This, affairs or matters. This is just in the dictionary. The affairs and matters, personal concerns, role or function. What keeps you busy in your mind? Say, what keeps you busy? What are you busy about? How many of you guys know that when it says to mind your business? Tell your neighbor, mind your business. I'm just going to go there, okay? Sometimes I'm so concerned. Do you believe that she acted that way? Can you believe that she did this to me? Can you believe that this happened? I want you to come Wednesday night because I'm talking about offense. And I'm going to give you something. If you've been offended or if you're living in offense, I'm going to give you something that you will never, ever, ever be offended again if you follow this. Say never. Never be offended again. Never be offended again. I promise you with all my heart. Do you know that that is one of the greatest tools that the enemy uses to cause you to self-defect? Mind your business. I need to be about his business. I need to stop worrying about the affairs of others. You might have been offended, but I want you to know, Jesus says, you're going to be offended. You're going to be offended. It's going to happen. Say it's going to happen. Whether you caused it, whether you didn't cause it, this or that, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Tell someone it doesn't matter. Are you all right tonight? I pray you are. If I'm not about his business, then whose business am I about? Because Jesus was about the Father's business, and Peter tried to stop him. Peter tried to stop him from doing the will of his Father. See, because Peter wasn't about the business of the Father. He didn't have the Father's mind in his mind. He was minding his own selfish business. Don't go to the cross. You're going to die. Run. Say run. Why do you got to go through that? Run. And Jesus said to him, he says, Satan, get behind me, because you're distracting me from my Father's business. You're disrupting me doing business. Say, it's time to do business. Tell someone it's time to get busy. Come on, it's time to get busy. And we got to tell the devil, get behind me, Satan, because I'm about my Father's business. I'm about ready to do my Father's business. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to lift up his name. I'm going to exalt him whether you like it or not. You can get a seat right there and sit and watch me worship God.
Watch me worship God. I don't care if you're whatever place you're in.
Tell him to get a seat. Because I'm worshiping God. I don't know what you came here to do, but I've come to bless the Lord. See, so here it is. I got to be about the Father's business. I want that to be in my heart. I want it to be in my, I want to be about the Father's business. So get out of my way, Satan. He said, because you're about the devil's business. So if you're not about his business, you just fill in the blank. Colossians. Can we go here real quick? Come on, you know where it is. Colossians 3. All right, can I just go through this real quick here? I'm gonna. Colossians 3:1, it says, if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated on the right hand of God. Can I just take my time? He says that you be seated, and I want you to see this, Ephesians 2:14. I'll read it to you. You don't have to go there. You believe me? I'll take you to it. And he says, and he hath raised us up together, and he has made us to sit together, where? In heavenly places with him. Let me go back. If you then be risen with him, where? In heavenly places. Say spiritual places. Now let me just lay this out real quick. How many of you guys know that you were born of the flesh? You were born in a natural. How many of you guys have a birthday? If not, you're an alien and we're going to talk to you after. I want to see your ID. But no. Listen. So here, I want you to catch this. So you have this situation where this is your born of the flesh. Come on, amen. That which is born of the flesh is fleshly. So you need to be born of the Spirit. Come on, say born from above. So you need to set your affection from what? From that which is above. Say Spirit. Come on, it's just higher than the earth. How many of you guys know the things of the earth are earthy? Come on, amen. Things of the earth, they are earthy. Come on. They are things of the earth. They are things that will vanish, that will fade away. Come on, they will rust. They will not amount to anything, but we need to set our affections on things that are above. They are eternal. They will not pass away. Set your affections on things above. Say above. Get your eyes out of the gutter and get your eyes up into the heavenlies. Come on. It doesn't mean looking up in the sky. Come on. It means to a higher thought. The Bible says that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. They're like the heavens to the earth. What is the heaven from the earth to heaven? It's 39 million miles or? Thank you, Joyce. Say it's far. So the scripture's giving you a picture saying that his thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Bible tells us some of his thoughts. It says that his desire is for you to prosper. Say prosper. He's got good things planned for you. Say good things. You can have it or not. I want it. I'm going to take him for what he says. I'm going to believe him. I'm going to stand on him, and I'm going to walk in what he says. I'm going to take care of business. All right. You okay? Sometimes I look. I don't know whether my zipper's down or I got something on my face. Whatever it might be. Are you okay? So listen, so it says this, it says that we are, so I want you to get this, It's not about it's not based upon the earth. It's not about my condition, say condition, but it's about my position. It's not about, I don't care what condition you're in. See, it's not even about how I feel. I don't always feel God. I don't walk around with goosebumps all the time. I'd go to the doctor if I did. No, I'm being real. But I'm here to tell you, I know He's with me. I know who I am in Him. See, we got to know who we are in Him. See, I got to get push away an orphan spirit. That's real on the earth. An orphan spirit. The Bible says that when you were born again, born from above, you have a father. The Spirit tells you, and He says, call Him Father. Abba, Father. Call Him Daddy. See, He's my daddy. He cares for me. And I got to grow into a place where that I trust Him through everything. Say, I'm learning to trust Him. Doesn't happen overnight. But here's how it happens. It happens as you walk in the Spirit. Say, don't let go. Say, don't let go. Come on, tell someone, don't let go. Just keep walking. Say, keep walking. Say it like me. Keep walking. Fun tonight. I'm just having a good time. He says, so when I see, so here's the thing. So when I see my position with Him, say with Him. See, the Bible says, keep your head above. Look above. Look, come on. Set your affections upon above. Where's that at? It's your with Him. Say, I'm with Him. See what I'm saying? So listen, so I got to get my eye off the earth where I'm an orphan. I got to get my eyes upon Him where that, guess what? I have a Father that because of Jesus Christ, now I could say, I have a Father. I am seated with Him in the heavenlies. See, we can't understand this in the natural. It's spirit. It's spirit. So here's this condition. So I know that in this place that now, it says, when I see me with Him, set my affection above. When I see me with Him, I will see Him with me. As I begin to set my affections above, me being with Him, I'll see Him with me. So I won't feel alone. So whenever those mountains come my way, I could say, mountain, hallelujah, He's greater, He's bigger, He's stronger, He's mightier. Say, they can't intimidate me. Why? Because I got a Father that won't let me down. And I got to keep with His business. I got to keep with the Father's business. I got to mind the store. I got to mind the Father's business. Amen? You okay? He says, so set your affection on things that are above, not on things that are the earth. For you are dead. You're dead. And your life, what's dead? My old nature, that sinful nature that I was born into. If I have a natural birth, I have a sinful nature and I need to be born again. So that old nature, say it died at the cross. Say it died at the cross. Say it's out of business. That old nature, he's out of business. Say out of business. Put a sign on the door. So when the enemy comes knocking, he's going to come looking for you and he can't find you. Why? Because you're out of business. I said, you're out of business. Come on, amen. He can't have a conversation with you. Why? Because there's a sign on the door. It says out of business. I will not have conversation with you anymore, devil. You can try to entice me. Do what you can. Do what you want. But I am not going to have a conversation with you because it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ lives in me. And I'm about my Father's business. You okay? All right, smile. So here we go. So listen, so for we are dead. He says, I am hid in Christ. I'm hid in Christ. I'm hid in Christ. I'm about my Father's business. Say, stick with the Father's business. Stick with the Father's business. Be about the Father's business. Be about the Father's. I hope I help you tonight. This is when Christ, who is our life, catch this. Sometimes in the Bible, this is the scripture that's at the very bottom, and you don't catch it right away. But what's it say? He, when Christ, who is what? Our life. In my Bible, it stops right there. And the next verse, it says, He shall appear. When He and I value Him in my life and I'm about the Father's business, who appears? Jesus. Catch it. Say, I'm going to catch it tonight. So here we go. So shall appear. And He say, He shall appear. When He is my life, when He's my life, He appears. When I'm not about Him, guess what shows up? My business. And I am in the natural, in my old man, he's messed up. Say, it's a messed up business. It's bankrupt. You're not going to get it restored. It will never accomplish anything. Say nothing. Let it go. So you need to be, I need to be about His business. When He's my life, He's my life, then He appears. I'm here to tell you tonight that if you're about the Father's business, He'll be about your business. Listen, listen to me. God told me if I take care of His house, He'll take care of my house. See, that settles it. So when it's our life, what is sown in weakness is raised in power. So it says, and then shall you also appear with Him in glory. You shall appear. What is sown in weakness, come on, amen, is raised in power. So what it's saying is, listen to me, when you let Him be the one in front in business, come on, amen, that in your weakness of you saying the doors are shut, I'm out of business, God, Lord, You're in charge, out of that, hallelujah, you're raised in power. Out of your weakness, in your weakness of laying it down, you let God rise in power. But I'm here to tell you, God will not close your business. You got to do it. Say, it's my choice. If I want to be about my business, be about your business. But I'm here to tell you, it's bankrupt. I'm your accountant. I come here to tell you, you do not have the funds to make it work. You will find yourself empty, broken, defeated, weak, weary, tired, hurt, broken, offended, bankrupt. So let Him be about the Father's business. Okay? So here we go. So mortify. This means to put to death. Therefore, say, close your business. Which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, lust, evil desires, covetousness, which is idolatry. Idolatry, it's where that you begin to worship something besides God. It says, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh to the children of disobedience, in which you also walked in times when you lived in them, but now, say, but now. Say, but now, come on, say it real loud, but now, also we have put off these things, anger, wrath, which means rage, malice, means wrong intentions, amen, blasphemy, bad mouthing God. I'm gonna go talk over here. I felt like God let me down sometimes. Where are you? The one who says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Where are you? I'm about my Father's business. say about my father's business? My best friend's in the house back here. If you didn't know, that's my sister. Come on. So here we go. You okay? Just get me to get through this. He says, so in this place, so hear this thing. He says, mortify. He says, let it die. Say, let it die. I gotta cut off the flesh. I gotta mortify the flesh. I gotta let it die. I gotta stop feeding the monster. I gotta stop, say, stop feeding. I have to stop. If you stop feeding it, it will. If you stop feeding the flesh, the negative thoughts, all of these things, the things that come in your life, all those things of the past, oh, I can't get past this thing. He's the God of the now. So stop feeding. Brother said the other day, he had a really good story. That was a great word Wednesday night. Come on. Great word. Whatever you feed is going to stay alive. So I have to be at a place where that, guess what? That I'm feeding. You know, your spirit man needs fed. If you never pray, never read your word, never in a place of worship, never come in a place of a corporate worship, sitting down, being in a place where you're spoken into, you will spiritually die. That's not my word, that's God. If you abide in me, I'll abide in you. If I cut, stop abiding. If I stop abiding, I will never produce fruit. But if I abide, I'll bring forth fruit, much fruit. And the fruit is a result of me abiding. All right, you okay? I want to get this to you. So here he says, so in which you've walked in times past, he says, ba 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 ba. Don't feed the flesh. Verse 11, where there is, so here, I want you to get this. And when you have put on the new man, say put on, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that is created him. So I need to have my affections on above. I need to see myself seated with him. I need to see myself in this relationship that I have with him. He says, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, nor circumcision, nor uncircumcision. You're thinking, what does this have to do with me? Neither barbarian, nor Syrian, Syrian, something like that. I don't know, Syrians. You don't pronounce it. Sethian, sorry. What does that mean? It means the uneducated and the educated. He says, the Jews or the Gentiles. He says the circumcised or the uncircumcised, the bond or the free, okay? Those that are poor and those that are rich, but Christ is all in all. Say he's all in all. So put him on. Listen to me. You don't need to seek validation from people. Sometimes we think this. I want to help you real quick. Sometimes we think, well, if I was more educated, I've thought this thought. Maybe I need to go get more degrees. Some of you are thinking maybe you should. Sorry. Or sometimes you think to yourself, maybe I'm not at the right stop. Maybe I'm not at the right place or the situation. If this was in my life, I would be better. If those people that are in my life, if I had better parents, if I had better this, I want you to know that Jesus says this, I am all in all. Say there's no separation. Hear me, I want you to hear this, is me. So I cannot get, it doesn't say that if those people, whatever, maybe your spouse, maybe those, if they were better, I'd be better. If I had a better upbringing, I would be better. If my circumstances were better, I'd be better.
If I had my miracle, I'd be better. If this wasn't around me, I'd be better. Come on, how many of you ever said that? Come on. I'm here to tell you, you wouldn't be better. It's about Jesus. Amen? You don't need people or things to get better for you to get better. But the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek first. Be about the Father's business, and all these things will be added unto you. Seek ye first the righteousness of God. Say the righteousness. Do you know what the righteousness is? It's right relationship with the Father. It is seeing yourself seated with Him in the heavenlies. Say, I'm not separated. I'm not separated from Him. Come on, amen. Just because things aren't working out around me, it doesn't mean that I'm separated. Come on, I'm here to tell you, just because this hasn't happened or that hasn't happened, or if this happens, this, I'm here to tell you, you are seated with Him in the heavenlies. You are one with Him. Say, I'm one. I need to see myself from above in Christ, not on things of the earth, not the people that I've been born unto, or my situation, or my condition, or if my family was better. Stop! I'd be able to worship God much better if my spouse worshiped God. I've heard it so many times. No, you wouldn't. Say now. Maybe if you worshiped, maybe they would. It's not about you to worry about them. It's about you and Him. Say me and Him. Me and Him. Me and Him. Me and Him. I'm going to be about His business. I'm not going to worry about their business. Well, if they get it together, I'll get it together. Say it's not about them. It's about me. I need to mind His business.
All right.
You okay? You don't need to seek validation from people. So many times we've sought validation from people. He's more than enough. So I'm saying, listen, if they were better, I'd be able to worship better. I do not need that validation from them to cause me to worship. I don't need that. I don't. Come on. And He needs to be first. He needs to be the most valuable thing. Because whenever I begin to isolate that, I begin to place value on that more than Him. I begin to say, "That's if this happens, that'll work out. This is what." No, no, no. I need to say, you're more valuable. Say, you're more valuable. You're more valuable. You're more valuable. When I say He's more, when I realize, and I realize who I am with Him, I realize the love that He has for me, and the value that's there between this relationship and the righteousness that I have, in that righteousness, I don't ever want to step out of that love. I don't ever want to step out of that love. I don't want to step out of that love. I don't want to step out of it. Say, but how come you don't do this or that? How come you're able to walk with God? Because why? Because I do not want to separate myself from His love. I don't want to step outside of His love and depend upon something more than Him. Some people say, oh, I'm weary, I'm this and that. I want you to know we got to see what our business is. If it's not about Him, I'm going to end up being weary. If I'm trying to mind the store on my own, if I'm trying to do everything on my own, I'm going to get wore out. It's time to be about the Father's business, because everything is finished with Him. Righteousness, peace, and joy. Whenever I'm in right relationship with Him, I will find peace. And whenever I get peace, all of a sudden the joy. I have to try to get someone to make me laugh. I don't need to have my wife worship. She does. I don't need to have my wife worship for me to have joy. Come on, I'm just being real. It's not about that. The value is Him.
I really want to, you know, to get through this real quick. Is that okay? He says, so put on. Say it's a choice. I gotta put on him. I wrote this down. Righteousness produces selflessness. Full dependence on the Father. Say full dependence on the Father. I don't want to step outside of this love. It says in verse 14, it says, and this is what he's saying, be about the Father's business. Bear one another's burdens, forgiving one another. Yeah, but you don't know what I'm going through. Listen to me. When you're about his business, he will, in exchange, take that hurting, say hurting. He will take the hurting that's off you that you've let irritate you, rub you the wrong way, and you looked at everybody so ignorantly and so mad. God will take it, say he'll take it. Who's tired of carrying hurting? Who's tired of carrying it? Come on, amen. Come on. God wants to take it from you. You got to give it to him. Come on. Or are you going to stay in a hurting place and live that way? I don't want to live that way. I want to give it to him because here's why. I want to be about the Father's business. And when I give the hurting to him, all of a sudden, then I'll be at a place where that I'm hurting for people because I'm about the Father's business. I'm about the Father's business, who went to the cross to die. He knew no sin, but he was hurting for the people. Come on, lift up your hands if the cross was your answer. Did the cross save you tonight? Come on, did Jesus Christ save you? He came to relieve you from your hurting. He came because you were hurting. You were hurting. That's the Father's business. And when I begin to be about other people's hurts, and all of a sudden I begin to have the heart of the Father, and all of a sudden those ones that are out there, that all of a sudden I begin to see that person I never paid attention to, that I know they don't know Jesus. All of a sudden I find myself praying. All of a sudden those people that it used to might make me angry, all of a sudden I begin to hurt for them, say for them. And I don't come against them, but I begin to pray for them. That's the Father's business. Let me finish. Go ahead and play some music. Oh, he is. Sorry. Say above all these. Say above all these. Above everything else, I need to be about the Father's business. And his business is love. Love. Can you say love? Love. I want you to know, I think it's so important for us. I don't care. I keep reading it. 1 Corinthians 13. Because there's so much darkness and hatred that's out there. I got to be reminded about what his love looks like. So you need to read it. 1 Corinthians 13. Keep reading it. Say keep reading it. I need to keep reading it. Because I need to know what he looks like. Because he is love. Say he is love. He's love. So I need to keep looking to him. I need to keep looking above. Looking who he is. He says, so I got to be about his business. He says, which is the bond of perfection, completeness. You're full with him. He's more than enough. Whenever I'm embracing his love and I am taking hold of who he is in my life, I'm full. Whenever he's got my attention and I'm about the Father's business, my house is full. It begins to be full. Hallelujah. When I begin to put aside on a Wednesday night, when I've worked and I'm weary in my flesh in that place, when my business is about bankrupt, but I come in here minding God's business and I'm standing in this place and I don't know if I can lift up my hands and I'm about the Father's business, all of a sudden I become to be full. God begins to pour out into my weakness, into my hurts, into my pains, into my weariness. God breathes life within me. I gotta be about the Father's business. Because I'll be bankrupt without it. Let me finish. Sister, so let the peace, say the peace of God rule the business of God. to which also you are called into one body. Be thankful. Say for the little things. Like my sister prayed. If I'm not aware of the little things, I will never see any big things. Let the word of Christ say, let it. I have to choose. Let it. Christ dwell. Say dwell. I need to let it abide. I need to abide. I'm going to finish with this, but I need to let it marinate. The word of God marinate. Say marinate. I mean, guys, you need to meditate. You need to take hold of the word of God, what God says. Think of things above, the way that God thinks about you. God's word. What does God say about you? If you don't take hold of the word of God and study, take time just to find out what God thinks about you. Look it up online. We live in the most greatest times for us to begin to excel in worship and understanding of there's worship everywhere. There's word everywhere. There's no excuse. Say there's no excuse. You know why? Because I believe God is bringing us to a point where we have a choice to take hold of what he has. He's given us every resource that we need. I need to do it now. Would you stand to your feet? So I need to let it, he says, say, I need to let it dwell in me. You know when you're marinating something? My wife marinates stuff. Sometimes she'll buy like a piece of beef or something that might be like cheaper. It might not be a better cut. My wife has the answer for it. She'll marinate. Come on, did you ever do that? See, marinate will take something that's tough. How many of you have been tough? Come on. How many of you have ever been to a place where that thing might be tough, might be a cheaper cut? But what you marinate it with matters. You can marinate with bitterness. You can marinate with unforgiveness. But I'm here to tell you, if you marinate with his business, if you marinate with his love, if you begin to dwell on God's words about you, that you're blessed and highly favored, that I love you, I'll never forsake you, you begin to dwell on God's words about what he says about you, and you mind God's business, you're going to find yourself in success. You're going to find yourself marinating. And all of a sudden, when people didn't want to be around you, all of a sudden, because who you're marinated with, all of a sudden they want to be around you. They want to get close to you. They call you. They say, man, I don't know what it is.
I do.
It's Jesus. I want to marinate with him. I want to spend time with him. I want to pray. Come on, say pray. Pray. Pray is a place of humbling ourselves to say, I'm desperate for you. Are you desperate for God? I'm desperate. I want you to know that, listen to me, if you're not now, you will be. Don't be at that place. Don't be at a place where that you get to a place where that you have to, oh man, I run to God at the last second. Do it now. Start taking hold of him now. Say now. Now, today, I'm done, I'm sorry. He says, but teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, marinating, singing over one another, hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever, you do. Whatsoever you do, do it in word and deed. Do it marinated. Do it all in his name. Do it marinated with him. Say marinated. Do it marinated with him. Listen to me. I do not want him. I cannot do nothing without. You don't need me to appear. You don't need my business. You need God's business. You need what he has for you, not what I have for you. And I'm here to tell you, he has healing, he has peace, joy, righteousness. It's all in him. Thank you, Father God. Now, Father God, I just pray right now, God, Lord, I just pray for each one of these ones here tonight, that God, Lord, that you move in our hearts. right here tonight. Touch our hearts, God. That we be about your business, God. God, Lord, I just pray for strength, God. Right here tonight, God. Brother, can you go, man? That man right there. Could you go back with that man right there? Right there in the black. Come on, I just want to pray right now for this. Can you just close your eyes? Turn that up a little bit. Brother, I just want to pray strength upon you. Come on, I just want to pray strength. Come on, can you stretch out your hands right now? Come on. Father God, Lord, I just pray right now, God, Lord, for your strength upon him right now. Lord, I just hear, God, Lord, just say, God, Lord, that stone has been rolled away. That stone has been rolled away. And there's some things that whatever those things might be, there's those things that when they called Lazarus out of the tomb, that he spoke to him, that he was born again, that he came forth, but there were some things that were upon him that were from the past. Those things that were upon him that laid heavy upon it, like is with every one of us when we come out of the tomb. But those things are like grave clothes that God wants to take them off. And we need to let God begin to take them off, begin to take those things off, because they hinder us from walking in the Spirit. They hinder us from moving forward. So I just pray right now to God, Lord, that as you rolled the stone away, you will continue to perform the work within my brother, God. That you will work within him, God, Lord, that those things are going to fall off here in your presence. Fall off in Jesus' name. Lord, we speak it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, God, Lord, we speak it upon him right now, God. We speak it upon him right now. Strength upon him in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Praise him. Come on, amen. Come on. How many of you guys know you are blessed? Mighty favored. God's knocking. Open up and let him in. Come on in Wednesday.